in the flow. I've a mansion over in glory,
in that land of glory,
and my name is on the door,
above the door in heaven,
and someday I'll move into it. House I'm told, and the streets in that fair city,
that fair city,
are paved with purest gold. I'm a mansion over in glory,
in that land of glory,
and
my name is on the door,
above the door.
Oh, have some clay.
And to dust will be returned.
To dust, going back.
But in heaven I'll live forever and forever.
I know you like that song. I know I do. I love music like that. I hope that's a blessing to you. Now listen, how many of you know somebody that's in a stronghold? How many of you know sinners that you cannot even talk to them about Jesus? They won't hear you. How many of you know people in your family that don't want to hear old grandmother or granddaddy or daddy or mother or even brothers or sisters talk about facing God? Talk about life coming to an end. Talk about the rapture. How many today will not even hear the truth about the rapture? Oh, I have people who don't even want to hear me talk about the trumpet sounding, that glorious blast of the trumpet that's going to rattle this world, brother. It's going to rattle this world like it's never been rattled. I just had some lady to really disapprove of my talking about the trumpet and all the world hearing it. Do you know the only thing could happen by all the world hearing the trumpet is a multitude of people falling on their knees, scared to death, and repenting. Probably too late to go in the rapture, but not too late to get saved. Well, strongholds, they've never been more apparent, and they've never been more powerful. They've never been more gripping. There's never been as much bondage in a world as there is right now. Now, today, I want to talk about religious bondages, religious strongholds. The religious strongholds are the worst kind of strongholds, and they're big time today. They are big time today. Religious strongholds. People so bound, they don't know a thing to do about it. And they are locked up, and mama can't help them, and daddy can't help them, grandmothers and grandfathers. Well, we're talking about strongholds that only the Spirit of God can break. Only the Holy Ghost can bring them down. I'm telling you that Jesus died on that cross and shed his blood, that shed blood might be capable and fully able when the right people, the believing people, depend on the blood and depend on the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to tell you something. Heard a sermon Thursday night by Joey Yates, one of the best preachers of our day, as far as I'm concerned. And he preached on the high priesthood of Jesus Christ. Did you know that Jesus is at the Father's hand right now? And when a real saint of God prays until they pray through, I'm not talking about just a few measly words. I'm talking about praying until they touch heaven. till the Holy Spirit moves in their life. I'm here to tell you, when that happens and you pray through into the inner sanctum of God's divine presence, then Jesus begins to plead your cause. He begins to say to the Father, that's one of my children over there. Do you see these stripes in my, or these prints in my hands where I was nailed to a cross? I did it for them. I did it so they could enter into the chambers of prayer and pray until they got an answer. And I'm here, Father, to make sure they get an answer. Will you, Father, move in their behalf? Will you move upon their children? Will you move in their home? Will you move in their church? Will you move in their life? They're pleading with you. They're praying, and they're praying in my name. And they don't have any confidence in the old flesh. It's all in the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, and listen to me. There's a great God in heaven. There's a great Savior at his right hand. And there's a great Holy Ghost that's right here in this world, dwelling in you and I, and living in us to bring the will of the Father and the will of the Son to pass. Oh, I tell you, if you've ever believed in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, one God, but three persons, you need to start believing that, because that's the power to prayer, is understanding there's an intercessor at the right hand of the Father. Well, if he is the Father, how can he be at the Father's right hand? Come on, believe the Bible. Quit believing some old stronghold that's got you bound down. The Word of God will set you free. Now, I want to go to a system that has flooded our world, and it's called a psychological system. Now, don't get scared of that word, okay? Psychological simply means human wisdom. Human opinion. It's a kind of outgrowth of the Darwin theory of evolution. It all has to do with flesh and man and the devil and the Antichrist standing against God and Christ and the Spirit and the church and the truth of God. And I'm here to tell you, the old doctrines that have come out of psychology are really terrible doctrines. I know you remember the book by Rick Warren called The Purpose-Driven Life. Well, Rick Warren is nothing but a stooge of Robert Shula. Well, Robert Shula's dead now, but a stooge of Robert Shula. And it's nothing but psychological garbage. Psychological garbage. You can't find your purpose in life by yourself and of yourself and with all of the intellect you've got and with his books. I tell you what you got to do. It is not finding God's will. It is surrendering to God's will. The opposite of the psychological approach to the human life is surrender. You go to God and surrender. You put yourself on the altar to him. Jesus said, no man can follow me except he deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? Well, that's the first thought or thinking of a stronghold, I should call it, of the psychological world. You can find your purpose. You can discover what's wrong with you. You can find the answer to your problems. All you need is a psychologist and lay down on his couch and let him listen to you, and he'll help you find your way, yeah? He'll find your way to accept same-sex marriage. He'll find your way to believe in almost anything the devil throws at you. What you need is to surrender and be born again. Born again. How about that? That's simple. Born again. That means you give up yourself and you let Jesus take over. And he charges your life with spiritual grace and makes a new person out of you. There are seven major doctrines of psychology. I've written a book, Fighting Spiritual Strongholds. Can you see that? Fighting Spiritual Strongholds. Not a book, really. A booklet, I should call it, because it'll be about a dozen pages. And I'm promising you, this is what every one of you need and will show you what the average preacher is preaching. Now, here's something I want you to hear. There are many good men, decent men, good families. They're not out to do you damage, but they've been suckered in by seminaries and college professors and religious books and all this new age kind of thinking, this new world of church life, churchism would be a better word, and they've been suckered in, and good men are preaching psychological things. Don't just listen to what a preacher says. Listen to what he doesn't say. Listen to what he doesn't say. If he doesn't emphasize beyond everything else, you need to be born again. You need to become a new creature in Christ. You need to surrender this old stubborn will of yours. The bondage of your emotions and your person and yourself has got to be given up until Christ can take over and make a new creature out of you. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? If you don't understand the need of being born again, somebody has succored you. If you're so stubborn, you won't even listen to somebody talk about Jesus. You've been succored into these strongholds. And many are different from these seven in this particular book, but a booklet. But I'm telling you, we live in a world that is really under the power of bondage and the power of strongholds. And they don't want to hear about the gospel. They don't want to hear about a heaven and a hell. Oh no, oh no, oh no, hell is off the page today. See, that's again the result of psychology in the church. Sociological preachers who preach a sociological message, all they're talking about is helping yourself, what you can do to get along with your neighbor, how you can get along with your wife, how you can have better sex. Oh, I mean, the things they go to boggle my little brain when you got the whole Bible to preach. A wonderful book that'll feed the soul and break the barriers and bondages and bring you into the wonderful life of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to give you this book, Fighting Booklets, Fighting Spiritual Strongholds. You got to order a couple. You got to order a copy. I'm sorry. You got to order a copy. Let me give you some numbers. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then our email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. The lines are open. The internet is open. Grab your phone. I want to talk about fighting spiritual strongholds. Fighting spiritual strongholds. They've never been so bad. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. We had a parent come by our school this week, and this parent was so upset. This parent has studied psychology and has a course in counseling, and her teacher said to her little son, young man, are you gay? Do you happen to be gay? And the mother was ferocious that anybody would ask her son if he was gay. Now, a person who does that is putting thoughts in that little child's head, and that's insane. This is coming big time to the public arena, to the public school systems. You better hear me, and you better start looking for the Christian school to get your kids in. I'm telling you that right now. That mother has a degree in psychology or counseling herself. And she said they actually taught her in the classroom, we've got to learn to give children a choice of choosing whether they're a girl or a boy. It doesn't matter what their body may look like or how their anatomy may be fixated. It matters what's up here in their head. If they think they're a girl, then they can be a girl. And it's not your business to stop them. Let me tell you something, friend. That kind of insanity is coming to America like a storm. This week in Nevada, let's see, what was the name of that town? I got it here somewhere, but I read it off. Reno, Nevada. They took down the United States flag at the city hall and put up the homosexual flag at the city hall. Did you read about that? Reno, Nevada. A homosexual flag in front of the city hall instead of the U.S. flag. And then up in let's see where it was. It was in Detroit, Michigan. There's a big statue of the devil up there now that's been put up with little children standing on either side looking up at the devil, the goat head, and all of his evilness. Oh, friend, it's coming. Judgment is coming. God's wrath cup will be full shortly, and when it is, the trumpet will sound, and out of here the saints of God will zip so quick the world will hardly know. They may see us, actually. I think they'll hear the trumpet, I hope you get that, that they'll probably hear the trumpet. And if they don't, then it's no, what is it? What is it bad? It will only be good if they hear the trumpet. And I believe with all my heart they will. That trumpet's about to sound. That trumpet is about to sound. Now, there's seven different thoughts. Be in this booklet, Fighting Spiritual Strongholds. There'll be the seven dark psychological strongholds that has flooded the church world. Flooded the church world. The seventh of these is a terrible. It's relative. Everything is relative. Do you know why the church world is buying into the same-sex marriages? And do you know why your church, even though the preacher hasn't said a word, has probably already concurred, that if a homosexual couple comes, he will simply say, do nothing, say nothing, and you're okay. If you go to broadcasting it, I may have to move. But just keep your mouth shut and become part of us. The church world is opening its doors to lesbians and homosexuals and transgender. In many cases, not all cases, they still are saying you got to be quiet about it. But it won't be long until nobody's quiet. And poor old guys like me and many gospel preachers around the country. What are we going to do when we're just a remnant left? We're going to stand until Jesus comes. That's what we're going to do. We're not going to bend. We're not going to bow. And we're not going to burn. Do you hear me? We're not going to bend, we're not going to bow, and we're not going to burn. We're going to stand the test. We're going to stand tall and faithful and do the will of God. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then the local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Grab your phones. I really love to talk to you. You can ask me any question you want to about the strongholds in the church, about these crazy doctrines that people are preaching all over the countryside. Ask me of any doctrine you want to ask me, okay? And I will try to biblically answer and show you, tell you, and make sure you understand what the truth is. Okay, so call quickly. Let's don't spend any wasted time today. Let's get right with it. Spiritual strongholds. Fighting spiritual strongholds. I want you to get those words. Fighting spiritual strongholds. Now, while you are calling, please do not hesitate. Feel free. I won't identify you, unless you don't mind and you say it. I mean, if you tell us who you are, then I'll say, I'll call your name too. Otherwise, I will not call your name. I just simply want you to call us. I want to hear your question, and I want to read you something that's really overwhelming. You talk about a truth from Jesus. Listen, the light of the body is the eye. The light of the body is the eye. Now, what is Jesus talking about? He's talking about the spiritual man. The light of the body is that spiritual eye, that inner you, that spirit from God that's been given you. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. When that eye is single, that means it is committed, it is born again, it has been flooded with the word of God. When it has one vision, and it's the Bible, it's the truth of God, it's the things of God. He says, when that eye is single, the whole body, the whole person becomes full of light. I remember when I first was saved, they would sing a song back then. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. How many of you remember when you saw the light? That's what he's talking about. Seeing the light, being born again, meeting Jesus Christ, being transformed, being changed. Let me finish. Got a call waiting. But when thine eye is evil, the whole body is full of darkness. If you have not been born again, your body has darkness in it. Oh, it may not be bad, but it's dark and it'll take you to hell. It'll destroy you. It may be a moral darkness, but darkness is when you don't know the light of the Lord. Listen, take heed therefore that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Get burdened to see the light. Get burdened to know the light. Get burdened to have the light of Jesus turned on in your life until he is the center of your life, until he is your everything and you're on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? Let me see here why he is not on. There we go. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Ed Blake from Cramerton.
Hey, my friend. How may I help you?
I'd like to tell you, Brother Joe, what do you think about the Queen James Version of the Bible?
I don't have a Queen James Version, buddy. I have a King James Version.
They're writing one of their own.
Well, of course, they've been doing that for years. The devil even has his own copy of the Bible. The homosexuals have their copy. That's what you're talking about. There are all kinds of bad Bibles out there. Just get you the true word of God and live in it.
Brother Chambers, I'm going to tell you. If they go to Jeremiah 44:17, it'll tell them of what God thinks about the queen in heaven. There's no queen heaven to be worshipped.
It's a Jezebel is what it is. The spirit of Jezebel. The spirit of Jezebel. Revelation talks about it. The church of Thyatira had let the Jezebel take over the church. And the Lord said, I'll give you little time to repent, and you repent it not. And he said, I'll cast you into the tribulation. So the Jezebel world will be cast into the tribulation.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, sir.
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, sir. God bless your heart. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Excuse me, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. I got a question here on the internet. I love to go to the internet. Listen, Romans 1:25, they worship the creature more than the creator. Listen to that now. They worship the creature more than the creator. Where a lion has caused more outcry than killing babies and selling their body parts. Well, that kind of mixed it up. They worship the creature more than the creator. When a lion has caused more outcry than killing babies and selling baby parts. I don't know what he really meant by that, but I know that that is speaking of the homosexual lesbian world, that they worship the creature more than the creator. Well, that's what psychology is. Psychology is an emphasis on the creature without God, the creature of his own wisdom, the creature in his own capacities, the creature finding his own way, the creature digging in and dribbling up all the past memories and having them put in regression. You know, listen, friend, Jesus has the answer to all of that. And he'll save you, he'll change you, he'll make a new creature out of you. Now, let us hear from you everywhere and anywhere. I want you involved with me, okay? I want to hear from you. I will do my level best to be a blessing to you. You are important to me. You really are. Now, I'm telling you, we are living so near the coming of the Lord. We are at the door. I'm here to tell you, we are at the door. Any moment now, the King is coming. Any moment now, the King is coming, and we're leaving. Did you know that? Are you ready? How many of you are ready to go right now if Jesus would come? I tell you right now, I'm ready to go if Jesus would come. Let me get me down a little bit here. Don't want to overdo it. Want to hear from you? 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, and jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, you know we're talking about strongholds in the religious realm. Strongholds in the religious world. How about the new doctrine? Now, I heard some time ago that if you go into the tribulation in the book of Revelation, where the Antichrist is turned loose and people are taking the mark, we've got preachers now saying that should you take the mark of the beast, you can still get forgiveness. Have you heard that one? Have you heard that one? I know two names, big names, that have already made the statement that if you take the mark, you can still get forgiveness. Now, they are telling you an absolute false an absolute untrue thing. There is no way. And if they give you some kind of peace with that, then it will only be to your dismay and your destruction. And this is what's happening. There are so many false doctrines out there. There are so many things being preached and taught that are so far afield. Another one is when you get saved, he forgives your future sins. And you don't have to repent if you sin in the future. Once you're saved, they are already forgiven. That is a lie from hell. That is a lie from the devil. Anybody that says that, you should never listen to them again. Do you hear me? You should never, never allow their spirit into you. See, when you listen to preachers, though your particular sermon you may be listening to is not one of error, yet this man or person preaches error, then when you listen to their false, their good ideas, so-called, when they're not preaching the false stuff that you know about, you still get their spirit. There's still a moving of their spirit in your direction, and you're coming under their spirit, even though what they're saying at that moment may be okay. You don't do that. You do not listen to any person who preaches false doctrine, who preaches things that are not biblical, who do not stand on the infallible, incredible, awesome Word of God. You stay right with the book. You stay right with the book. Now, please, don't wait. I want your question. I want to help you understand. What is the doctrine that you've been hearing? How many people do you know that will not listen to you any longer? Do you know the multitude that don't want to hear about the pre-trib rapture? They're determined that we've all got to stay here over into the tribulation period, at least middle way. And some say three-fourths of the way, and some say all the way. I'm going to tell you, I don't want to be here in none of the way. I want to leave here, and I'm going to leave here. The Bible is plain. Let me read you something. While you're calling, I love to take you to the Bible and just give you what the book says. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Listen to this. Listen to this. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Now, listen, that is so plain. You cannot miss it. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour. I will keep thee from, not in, from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the earth. Upon all the earth. Now, friend, you can't get past a verse like that. And I can give you so many of them. This earth is going to cast out the dead. I can't wait until that trumpet sounds and the graveyards of the world are trashed as God resurrects his wonderful saints everywhere. And they rise to meet him in the air. Oh, what a day. I've got to be part of that crowd. Whether dead or alive, don't matter to me. Just as long as I can be part of that crowd. Now, grab your phone. I'm waiting for you to call. I want to hear what you're asking. I want to hear your question. I want you on the lines or on the internet, okay? 1-800. 1-800. Now notice 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, or again, of course, the internet, jrc@pawcreek.org. That's JRC, little letters, JRC@pawcreek.org. Had an email last week from Ireland. I would love to hear from you in Australia, in Ireland, in the Ukraine, in any of the African countries, any of the European countries, any of the South American countries. We get a lot of mail from Canada. We just want to be a blessing. We want to help you know the truth and live in the truth. And we want you to see these strongholds that have gripped the church world. If you go to a church that's preaching that's why you need this booklet. How are you calling? Are you calling? Now, ladies, want to send you this booklet, okay? Fighting Spiritual Strongholds. You got to have it. That's not the subject today, but it goes with that. They go together. Fighting spiritual strongholds. How can you win? You'll have all seven of these psychological strongholds. And you say that's a big word. I don't believe the churches are into that. Oh, yes, they are. Almost probably 95%. Even good preachers have been duped into preaching psychological stuff. They're out more to help you have a good marriage than they are to get you good and saved and cleaned up and full of the Holy Ghost and walking close to God. I'm in the business of getting you saved and sanctified and filled with the Spirit. I'm in the business of getting you walking in prayer power and anointing and walking close to Calvary. I'm in the business of making you a strong believer, standing the test and living a clean life so the world around you sees Jesus in you. That's what I'm into. I'm into seeing you healed from your sickness, delivered from the powers of the devil, and set free from everything that would rob you of the joy of the Lord and the sweetness of Christ. That's what I'm into. I hope you like that, because many people do, and of course some don't, but that's okay. I'm not here to do anything but stand on the Word of God and be faithful to the book. Now grab your phone, okay? Grab it right now and call quickly. Get on your phone and call. I want to get one call after the other for this last 30 minutes, and I want to help you and bless you. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391, that's 704-391-0588. You're important to us, and you are on the air, if I may help you, please.
Yes, this is Jimmy, Brother Joe. I just wanted you, when you referred to about the line a while ago and being aborted.
Yes.
That's in reference to this weekend where the dentist in Minnesota killed a line in Zamboni. And the whole world's outraged about because they killed a protected species lion.
And who did that?
That's why they're raising Cain about that all over the world, but yet nothing about says about selling the baby. That's what that's in reverence to.
Okay, I have not seen that on the news. They're a lot more concerned about killing a lion than they are a baby. You know,
the whole world's outraged about it.
You got to understand, that's because the world has been duped. The strongholds from the devil, the Antichrist, from the church, and from the media, and from the educated elite, I mean, everything coming down the pipes now is something to bind your mind away from God, away from Christ, away from the Bible. I mean, the Bible takes little precedence in most quarters today. You can't even have it open in a school classroom. The Bible has been trashed and trashed, and the new versions are worse than nothing at all. And so we're just living in a dark day. But I'm telling you, truth is going to prevail, and the trumpet is about to sound, and Jesus is about to come.
I agree. But let me tell you one thing. I also work in a public school. And they have signs for the Gay and Straight Alliance meetings every week.
And you in Charlotte, Mecklenburg?
No, sir. I'm not going to tell you what county I'm in.
Well, that's okay. I don't blame you, but you ought to tell the world about it. Because I'm telling you, the homosexual agenda is going to take over our schools. It's already started. This year is going to be a big year with schools allowing transgender kids to use the restrooms of your choice. You put your daughter in a public school, she's going to be in the bathroom, and here's going to come a boy who says he's transgender. And in many cases, all they're doing is using it so they can go in the girls' bathroom.
Well, brother, you just keep preaching it. I enjoy it.
I don't know nothing else, brother. I will keep preaching it. God bless you. I love you. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? Hey, are you there?
Mr. Brother Chambers?
Yes, you're. I'm waiting on you.
Okay, Brother Chambers, I have a question. I just have Tim Dempsey quote a little on what your topic is today, but could you answer just two questions for me?
I will listen first to hear what it is.
Okay. Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, am I to understand that when I listen to him, I understand that he says there is no such thing as a premillennial reign of Christ upon the earth. Am I understanding him wrong?
No, he is very much a false prophet. He is into preterism, they call it. He believed that Jesus came in A.D. 70. He doesn't believe in the literalness of the book of Revelation. You ought to quit listening to him.
Yeah, well, I thought that was how he was coming across. I thought I understood him.
Well, he's very deceptive, and so he will do his best not to run you off because he wants to keep you listening. But Hank Handegraaff has terrible doctrines. They are just not biblical. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you. Oh, thank you. One more question, if I may.
Yes.
There's a minister that I catch across the radio, and he's still, I thought he was off, but he's out of Waltersboro, South Carolina, called Brother Starr, the Overcomers broadcast. Are you familiar with him?
I am very familiar with him.
He comes across, something in my spirit tells me he's not exactly a real gospel minister. Am I right or wrong? I mean,
something in my spirit tells me he's a false prophet.
Right, because one time years
you got to understand, sir. He's into the Jesus only doctrine. I heard him play William Branham on the radio one day, where William Branham said that Jesus was not eternal, that he could not have been begotten if he had been eternal. He literally had played William Branham. You do not spend your time listening to men like this. I don't know how you get him and where you get him, but please, brother, clean up your radio time. Listen to something that's really biblical, and there isn't much out there anymore.
Yes, sir. I hear you. Don't worry. God bless you, and thank you for answering my question.
I hope I've helped you. I'm sorry to be negative. I hate to deal with negative people, but it's the world out there. They're just after. I'm telling you, there's more bondage, strongholds in the church world, or at least as many as there is in the world. The church world is caught up in all kinds of strongholds. People do not know the truth. They're not being born again. They're getting religion. They're shaking the preacher's hand. They're being baptized. They're paying their tithes. They're joining church and still living the world and have nothing as far as holy living. They don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. And anybody out there, it don't matter how devoted you are, if you haven't been born again and you haven't sold out your life for Jesus Christ and His kingdom, you need to get on your face and stay there until God gives you an experience with Him.
Yes, sir. Well, I have that assurance, sir.
I'm glad, brother. Thank you for calling, okay? Thank you for calling. Give us a call quickly, my friends. I'm here to tell you this is a crazy world. And here I am talking about strongholds, and they are everywhere. And you got to understand, they're coming mostly through preachers and churches and all kinds of doctrines. There's the doctrine of Calvinism, limited atonement, which says only a few people are going to be saved because God's already determined who's going to be saved and who's not going to be saved. That's a stronghold. You get in that, and then you just leave it up to God, and you're going about your way. Oh, come on, sir. You are responsible to come to this Bible and read this book and give your life to Jesus. And He'll change you, and He'll make a new creature out of you. Let me see here if I've got any emails. Here we go. Look like I've got several here now. Let's try to hear them. Anyone opposing God's will is a stronghold. Anything opposing God's will is a stronghold. A stronghold is a mindset impregnated with hopelessness that causes us to accept as unchangeable something we know is contrary to the will of God. Well, that's not bad. I agree. A stronghold is anything that keeps you from the will of God, keeps you from the Bible, keeps you from surrendering, being born again. Pastor, isn't sickness and disease a stronghold in many cases? Not every case, but probably 70% of sickness is a stronghold where a spirit of infirmity has taken hold of your body. You can give a spirit of infirmity all the medicine the drugstore has, and it will do nothing. You need to be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When you pray today, could you please pray for the sick and diseased believer with chronic illnesses? Thank you, Pastor Chambers. I will do it. I will pray today for people who have chronic illnesses, who have sicknesses that's overtaken them and captured them, and I will pray and believe God to give you a miracle. To give you a miracle. Anybody out there, I want you to have a miracle. It's Pastor Bell from New Ireland. Thank you, Brother Bell. Do you believe a Christian can have a demon? No, I do not. I do. You're speaking the truth about strongholds. I believe many of these are demonic. Many of God's people need deliverance from demonic strongholds. God wants to set his people free. Now, listen to me, dear brother, from Ireland. Listen to me carefully. There are strongholds that are obsessions of spirits. And yes, people need to be delivered from them. But they're not possessed. A Christian cannot be possessed by a demon. Jesus cannot live in here and a demon live in here at the same time. That's utterly impossible. Totally impossible. But understanding that demons don't... I'm sorry, let me see if I can get rid of that. Demons don't just possess people, they obsess people. And if one obsesses you, you're bound to that. Okay, brother from Ireland? Brother Bale, I wish you'd call me after the program. I want to talk with you because this is a very important subject. Now, here's another. Today, people don't worship false gods such as Baal. Instead, we worship the almighty dollar. Well, didn't I answer that last week? I think I did, so I won't try that again. See if this is one. I'm trying to make sure I find all of my strongholds. Strongholds, yes, I do want to find them. But I'm talking about any email. Hey, email me quickly. Email me quickly, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org, and call me, 1-800-338-7884. Good calls, by the way. Now, strongholds, they're everywhere. Your church is full of people who are in strongholds. They've never been born again, and yet they're perfectly satisfied just to be religious. There's a stronghold in their life. Anybody that's religious without being born again, and they're satisfied with that, they are under a stronghold. And if somebody don't get through to them, it'll take some praying in many cases. Most, in all cases, just about. And so it's time for us to get serious about breaking strongholds. You got children that are lost. And you cannot talk to them about God. They don't want to hear it. Even if they don't get mad, they just go on their way and pay you no attention. I got them. I got grandchildren. I love more than I love my arms. I love them with all my heart. And I'm weeping and praying. And the strongholds are going to be broken. I'm here to tell you, those strongholds are going to be broken. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I heard you a moment ago where you were talking about we're going to be kept from the hour of temptation.
Yes.
And I am struggling with if the early Christians were persecuted the way that they were, and then the mess we see going on now in the Middle East, and those Christians being beheaded. I mean, what set of Christians are, you know, how do we think we're going to be kept from any of that mess if it's already going on and it's been going on since the early church? It just, it troubles me when I think about it.
Let me tell you, you don't go by what troubles you. You go by what the Bible said. The Bible is the answer for every doctrine. Every truth comes out of the Bible. I read Revelation 3:10. He's talking to the church. He says, because you've kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from the tribulation that's coming on the earth. Now, you got to understand, there's two kinds of tribulation. There's tribulation occurring right now, and it's going to get worse and worse. And if Jesus tarries, you're going to think you're into the great tribulation. But you can't be, because Jesus is coming for the saints before he starts judging this earth. The great tribulation is not just tribulation, it's God's judgment to clean up this earth. So we've got to understand the difference. Tribulations are going to get worse and worse. And who knows, I may be in jail before next Saturday. I don't doubt the possibility, if Jesus tarries, that I will go to jail. I'm willing perfectly to go there. And I promise you, you're going to hear a Holy Ghost revival coming out of that jail if God will help me. But, you know, but I'm not talking about just tribulation. I'm talking about the great judgment, the 7 year of cleaning this earth up, of judging the devil and the Antichrist and the wicked world. There's a whole lot of difference in tribulation that all of us are going to have, and it won't get worse and worse, and the great tribulation when God cleans up this earth in 7 years and gets it ready. See, we must go to heaven before the tribulation, because at the end of the tribulation, we come back from heaven in the great battle of Armageddon to reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I appreciate you clearing it up for me.
Well, I'm delighted. And when you understand the difference in tribulation that we're now having, and some parts of the world are suffering worse than they did in the book of Acts and in the early church. Some places are gradually getting worse and worse. Can you imagine a homosexual flag in front of the city hall of Reno, Nevada? And a devil statue up in Detroit, Michigan. Can you imagine what's coming? Charlotte, North Carolina. Did you know the Charlotte airport now has opened the restrooms for transgender usage? A transgender man who thinks he's a woman can go in the woman's bathroom right here in Charlotte at the Douglas Airport.
Okay. I know. That's crazy. You're right.
Tribulation's everywhere. But it's going to get worse and worse and worse. But Jesus is coming for the saints before the 7 year of judgment of this earth.
All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, it's a joy. It's a joy to bring you the truth to the best of my ability. God bless you, lady. You know, we are living right near the coming of the Lord. It is an annual day, and I got to go to prayer here, and I'm going to pray for the sick. You're sick in your body. And you've been sick and the doctors try hard, but nothing works. I'm going to tell you, you probably have a spirit of infirmity. And the power of the blood and the stripes of Jesus Christ has paid the price for your being healed. Father, in Jesus' name, I come from my wonderful family all over the world. Anywhere that's listening, from here to Australia, in between. Father, I pray for a miracle in that body. I bind that old spirit of infirmity. I command it broken by the power of the name and blood of Jesus. Heal them and set them free. And let them turn it over to you right now and experience the miracle of the healing power. I pray especially for those bound with strongholds that are lost. Their soul is on its way to eternal judgment, an eternal lake of fire. I don't want nobody to go there. I tremble to think of anybody being in hell for eternity, 10 million times 10 million years. I pray for them, Father. Break those bondages and bring conviction, Holy Ghost conviction, until they see their sins just like God sees their sins, and they repent with all their heart. I pray for that, Jehovah. Oh, I pray for the sinner, every one of them. You said you were not willing for any to perish, but that all come to repentance. And I pray for that. And now, Father, I pray that you will bring an end to the evil in America, from the Obama White House all the way to the Charlotte State House, City House. I pray for a miracle that breaks the darkness of hell. Pull down these strongholds. Put an end to these wicked people that would take our nation to hell. Father, I'm praying for the great judgment of God upon ungodly people that want to turn America into a Sodom and Gomorrah. Break their power and break their force. And those that must be put to death, Father, let your hand of judgment be upon them. I'm believing you to let Obama die in front of his audience somewhere he's speaking, and the worms eat his body, according to Acts chapter 10. He has proven himself incorrigible and wicked to the core, and I believe it's time to judge him. Father, I claim that, especially now with Israel in the crosshair. Israel in the crosshair. He's willing to put Iran in the middle of the driver's seat over in the Middle East and remove Iran, Israel, our wonderful partners, and your children, Father, and your Jewish children will be there when Jesus comes to set up his kingdom, Father. And I'm claiming a miracle of protection right now for Israel. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Join me, will you? Would you say amen to my prayer all over my audience? Say amen and become a partner with me for God to stop these wicked forces and to bring revival. Well, the lines are open. The lines are open. Give us a call. Want to hear from you. Let's see who might be here. Pastor Chambers. I listen to Bob Martin, Challenge Ministry, on shortwave during the week. Do you know of him? And give me some insight. Thank you. Thank you, K. Martin. I have no idea who this is. Bob Martin, Challenge Ministries. Don't know him. What does he preach? What does he not preach? Remember that? Not just what he preaches. What does he not preach? Does he preach the pre-trib rapture? Does he preach the great thousand-year millennial reign? Does he talk about the seven-year judgment when the Antichrist will be turned loose and people will be taking the mark of the beast? Does he preach being born again? Does he preach being set free from the old sin nature and walking with Christ in purity and holiness and separation? That's how you tell. You don't need to ask me. Listen. What does he say and what does he not say? That will answer your question, I promise you. And that's the best way to get the answer. What about all these tattoos people are receiving? Tattoos, the markings of the human body, is one of the grievous sins of this generation. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. You're bought with a price. You're bought with a price. This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I dress it very respectfully. I talk respectfully. I think respectfully. I listen respectfully. I love this Bible. I want this word to judge every action of my body and my mind. And I want to do the will of my Father. That's what we must strive toward and strive for. Now, we've got 10 minutes, a little over, 704-391-0588. Call quickly. Don't waste a minute. 704-391-0588. And then remember our 800 number, 1-800-338. Anywhere in America, Canada, 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you quickly. So grab your phone, will you? Grab your phone and call me, 1-800-338-7884. Email is open. Email is open. I'm waiting on your email. Man, sometimes I can't hardly see this thing. These old eyes. Oh, believe me. Pray for my eyes that they'll get brighter. I don't want to have cataracts removed. I want my Father to remove them. Will you? Help me now. 704-391-0588. Now, could I tell you that Christian school has become imperative? We have a great school here. If you live anywhere close and you can bring your children here, I'm promising you, my teachers are some of the best. They are absolutely wonderful teachers. I need one other. And so if you're out there and you're looking for a teacher position and you are really an old-fashioned Christian, let me hear from you, okay? I would love hearing from you. I would love hearing from you. And we need a piano player in our church. We don't have a piano player. That sounds terrible. But there's scarcity of piano players today. I need a godly person who's a wonderful pianist. I tell you right now, let me hear from you. And I need a lot of partners in this radio ministry. You talk about a wonderful ministry. We're touching the world. We're going to Australia, New Zealand, you name it, we're going there. God is helping us. What a blessing. Preaching tomorrow on grace, the most powerful and greatest word in the Bible. The most powerful and greatest word. Now that's dealing with human needs and human lives. Of course, God and Christ and the Holy Spirit and many wonderful things. But grace, oh, what a subject that is. I can hardly wait. I'm excited about preaching. I really love to preach this word. I do. I want to say thanks to all the people in Turbeville, is that right? The great camp meeting there of the Free Will Baptist Church of the Pentecostal Faith. Stacy Floyd is their overseer, and he's my nephew by marriage. My second tier nephew by marriage. Wonderful young man. His wife, Vicky, precious. His mother-in-law is my brother's daughter, Bobby Joe. They're wonderful. And if you can go to that camp meeting tonight or tomorrow, you would be blessed. Turbeville is off of Interstate 95, about 30 miles below Florence. 130-something is the street you turn off at and go up there a little ways and turn left. It'll bless you. It really will. I wish I'd announced it last week, because I went Thursday night, and my, did they have camp meeting. It really was great. Now, have time for your call and your question. I would love to answer it. We're talking about fighting spiritual strongholds. You've got to get this notebook, this booklet. You've got to get it. It's fighting spiritual strongholds. The church world is full of them. The secular world is full of them. The academic world is almost totally dominated by them. I mean, you are in a dark world, my friend, and I mean a dark world. And you on the air, may I help you, please?
Yes. I was just wanting to call in. I am a Christian school teacher, and I worked in the state here of North Carolina.
Yes.
And what you're saying is 100% correct.
What I'm saying is what, 100%?
Is about what they're saying, you know, in the schools. This past year, well, a couple of years ago, I started going under attack. We got a new principal. And the first thing she did was come in and began to remove the Bibles that were in the teacher's lounge and say, we're not having this in our school. But then the next thing I knew, it was like she began to attack the Christian teachers that were in the school, finding all kind of off-the-wall things to write them up for.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening all over North Carolina.
It is happening. Oh, it is so happening. And it's happening in every community. Right now, I am in a lawsuit. I've actually put a lawsuit on the school system because of so much. Since they came in, wrote me up, then I taught lessons when there was nothing but a test being given. They put me up as low as you could on my ethical conduct. I said, how? What in the world are you doing? It's because I went and said, this principal is wrong in what she's doing. They took two gay women, and they wrote me up saying I had sent this child out the side door 20 times.
And you had done nothing of the kind?
No. And we had all kind of people coming in and saying, there's no way. We were in the classroom with her. That has never happened. And on several of those times, I wasn't even at the school.
Now listen, I need you to give one of my ladies your name and address and phone number. I may want to call you and do a whole program with you. Okay, will you give my wife, or one of our ladies, they'll answer you in a moment. You give them your address and your phone number, because this is happening, and I'm telling people all over Charlotte, you better get your kids out of public school.
Yes, you had better.
They are determined to turn them into Sodom and Gomorrah. That's their goal.
That is true.
I thank you for calling. Now stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Ladies, answer that phone, please. Line one, ladies, please. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor. I thought I was beginning to think I was the only one that seen what was going on here in our nation. I am so appalled that the three-letter G word, where G-A-Y is in, G-O-D is out. You dare say anything against the G-A-Y, they protest you, they arrest you, they sue you. You dare mention G-O-D in schools, and guess what happens? Your kids get expelled.
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to say to people. And why don't parents wake up? Wake up, parents, wake up!
But one other thing I want to say, there's something going on very peculiar with everybody's talking about Obama, what he's doing. I think the border thing is a distraction when they're talking about the Mexicans and the, you know, immigrants coming in. I think he's opened the borders for the terrorists to come in, his people.
There's no question. He is, without question, he's a Muslim. He's determined for the Muslim to set up their one world order. He is an enemy of the Jews to the hilt, and he hates a Christian like me. Great day would he like to get rid of me.
Anti-Christian, anti-Israel, basically. And think about this. What better way to build that empire and to give them power than to sneak a president into our country, basically rip the country apart, turn it upside down, where good is bad and bad is good. And think about this. Billions of dollars worth of weapons when we pulled out of Iraq. You know what he was doing then? He was arming the enemy. That was a creative way to provide them with arms.
Sir, you're talking to the choir. We believe everything you're saying. We're trying to get the word out to all of our people. It's later than you think. If you're not ready to meet God, you better get ready quick.
Well, think about this. He's getting ready to give them $150 billion.
I've been reading that. I've been talking about $150 billion. Do you know he's getting ready to give Iran more money at one time than we've given Israel since 1948?
I cannot believe it. You know what their economy is? It's only $2 billion a year. That would be equivalent to giving our country $100 trillion. You get $150 billion. I think he thinks that he's the anointed one for the Islam religion. A lot of people don't know about that, but they're waiting for their Messiah, who's the Mahdiya. He's the 12th Imam or whatever. I'm not that, you know, versed on the subject, but I've read a little bit about it.
And let me tell you what's going to happen now. I got to give good news because I got to go to my next caller. You got to understand that the war of Gog and Magog is going to eliminate the horrible evil of the Islamic religion. It's going to eliminate it so bad they'll never have a prayer when that's over.
It's the force of darkness. I'm so glad we got people like you out there warning the world, sir.
I'm doing my best. I'm all over the world now. I'm lifting up my head with all I've got, but I'm begging people to get involved, and everybody out there, you ought to be a part of this ministry. And I really need people to help me pay the bill. It seems like they don't really give money to a ministry like ours because we're so on the cutting edge. But we of all people need it.
Ministry. I'm going to be doing a lot for your ministry.
You're very kind, sir. Thank you so much. Now, everybody out there, listen to me. My time's running out. I hate it when my time starts running out. But it's been a great hour, I'm telling you. It has been one great hour. Now, the ladies are standing by for you to call. Right now, you must get this booklet. You've got to get this booklet. I can't imagine. I can't emphasize it too much. Fighting Spiritual Strongholds. It'll be a nice little booklet. It'll be this size when they get through with it. It'll probably be maybe 16 pages. I don't know exactly. I'm putting more into it. I'm trying to warn everybody of what our churches are, what's happening in them, the doctrines that's coming in. They are unreal, sir. And if ever you're prepared to meet God, it's time to prepare to meet. I hope you'll be with me in church tomorrow. I'm preaching on grace. I couldn't preach a more important sermon. I'm preaching on grace because grace is your hotline to the Lord. Did you know that? It's the promise of heaven to your soul. Hallelujah. Well, what a broadcast. Let me give you the numbers now. Call the ladies, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number, 704-391-0588. 391-0588. My email is jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I want to hear from you. Been a great broadcast. This has been wonderful time together. I'm glad you could be part of it. I really am. And I'm praying that God will get a hold of your heart and you'll be part of this ministry. That you'll start giving genuinely and generously to help us with the work of the Lord. I've got $10,000 worth of school radio bills right now I need to pay. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I want you to get this booklet. More than anything, I want to get my material in your hand. My book on the masterpiece, the book of Revelation, I don't think there's a better book out there. My novel on Nebuchadnezzar, Head of Gold, it is a blessed book. It will be a blessing to you. And I love you. I love you. Oh, do I love you? Do I love you? Hey, I got to go. Hey, you can see the inside of our sanctuary. Come and sit in there in the morning, would you? Oh, you'll love it. It's beautiful. God bless you, and bye-bye.